Time for us to talk some Maine Black Bear hockey like we do every week at this time. We're joined by the coach of the Black Bears, Red Gendron. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. Your week is going well also, I hope.
Yeah, it sure is. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, well, the team is playing awfully a good hockey lately. A big weekend series against Merrimack, getting set for Northeastern this weekend. What went well for you in the games last Friday and Saturday?
Well, I think we did a real good job defensively on Friday night, and we did a good job making plays when we needed to make plays, and we scored some hard work and hard nosed kind of goals. And then on Saturday night, we didn't play quite as well, not poorly, mind you, but we were pretty displeased with ourselves relative to our discipline both nights, really. So that's certainly something that has to improve. But the bottom line is, at this point in time, you need points every game, and you have to find a way to win. And we need to clean up certain things like we do every week and keep the process of improvement going forward. But it was great to get two victories.
Yeah, Red, you had some scoring from some places you haven't had it recently, which has got to make you happy. Kevin Hawks first points, A.J. Drobot back on the goal. It seems to me that you're gaining some confidence in some of your third and fourth line players that maybe it takes a while to develop.
Well, different players bring different things of value to the team. And all of those guys, regardless of, you need to put Sam Redeker in that group.
Yes.
Well, they have roles to fill on the second two lines, which they do every night, admirably, mind you. But it's great when they can chip in offensively, And if your top players, who you would expect to score, who also scored last weekend, are doing their work, obviously your team is stronger when your secondary scorers come through.
Well, one of those top players honored today by Hockey East as Player of the Month. Talk a little bit about the work that Tim Doherty has done for you this year.
Well, Tim Doherty's had an excellent year. His play has been extremely consistent all year long. And, he's a player with a big shot. I mean, he can score goals, and he can also make plays, and he wins face-offs. And probably the biggest thing this year is that he's been very consistent with his performances. And even on nights when he doesn't score, he is creating offense that doesn't turn into things that go up on the scoreboard.
You're also getting more use to your defensive players. Still there, Red? Looks like we lost.
Yeah, I am. I lost you for a second.
Okay.
Somehow.
Sorry. Yet you're obviously continuing to get great play from Jeremy Swayman. You're getting great play on defense. How is the improving defense helping the forwards?
Well, I think we get better and better at getting the puck up to the forwards. We get better and better at delivering pucks to the net so that they can, hack and whack for rebounds. I mean, we got a goal out of Cam Spicer last weekend. That was his first collegiate goal. Our defensemen have gotten better at, getting the puck more quickly to the net before the other team's ready to either block the shot or box out our forwards who are working to get to the front of the net to create traffic and maybe get a rebound. So the defensemen have been part of it. We've basically been inching along as a team all year long, and that's the way it works most of the time. There's no watershed moment where you say, okay, on that day, we got 20% better. It's, it's basically inch by inch all season long.
Well, let's keep inching along this weekend. Take care of business on Friday against Northeastern. We wish you good luck, Red, and thanks as always for visiting with us.
It was my pleasure. See you, man.
See you at the rink.
Coach Red Gendron here on Downtown, our Black Bear Reports come your way each day on the program, sometimes even twice. Thanks to our friends at ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And Sea Dog Brewing Company, home of the Black Bear Coaches shows, Front Street in Bangor. Again, the Maine men hosting Northeastern coming up on Friday night, and the women this weekend with some action as well after a pretty good weekend, a three-pointer for them last week.
Yeah, it was a four-pointer that got away, but I'll tell you, this very young New Hampshire team is going to be very good. Maine and New Hampshire are two teams you don't want to see in the playoffs, I think. And the 3 points were great. The most moving moment when Nita Press's mom flew in. That was great. Unbelievable.
Women on the road for games at Providence this weekend.
They need them.